Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal.
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Do you read me, Hal?
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Dave, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
All right, Hal. I'll go in through the emergency airlock.
Without your space helmet, Dave, you're going to find that rather difficult.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Hal? Al. 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 Al.
Alright, you're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam tonight. So it's Monday the 13th of August 2018 and flying solo tonight. So I'm Hal. Hal. Anyway, I'll get into that in a minute, but everything goes up on the KrazFiles.com, my website. The Kraz Files, so just look for KrazFiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z, and that's my website. Plenty of stuff going up there every day. Lots of great articles, original articles, lots of people commenting, podcasts, and lots to go through. You can also get the podcasts over on iTunes. And you can check them out also on the YouTube channel, The Kraz Files, and Facebook, The Kraz Files again, and Twitter. All goes up there. But everything's connected to the website now. Always plenty to go through. And also you can check out Renegade Tribune, what's going on over there, Open Source Truth, and Nexus News Feed. Those are like news widgets up on the website as well. Had a few problems with Kraz Files website lately, so I'm trying to work that out. Hopefully we can do that soon and not have to change too much. And if you have a look on the website, down the bottom of the website, there's a great web hosting and design little poster there, if people want to click on that. If you're out there and want to do alternative media or run a website and you want fast, affordable, anonymous and secure and censorship-free hosting, you can go there. It's ZenSurfree, ZenSurfree web hosting and design. And you can click on that and have a look at what they have to offer, because they support people in the alternative media like me and give you a great deal. And I don't make anything off this website or doing this. Nothing. Not a cent. Absolutely nothing. I just do it. But it's flying solo tonight because I haven't been able to put up many podcasts lately with guests because of that's my fault. So my times here in Sydney, Australia are very hard. And so I'm got some guests coming down the pipeline. But I was thinking this morning we're really running out of time when we're looking at freedom of speech and being able to speak your mind out there, because speaking your mind, especially if it's anything to do with going against this system, you know, or doing alternative media, is now being labeled as hate speech. So I've been ranting about this for years, and I feel like we're running out of time for alternative media. I honestly don't know how much longer we'll be able to have, you know, our own websites up like this and get out information, because it's getting very creepy here in Australia as well. And I was thinking this morning, why not? I will plug in and go over the latest that I post on my website, because I never get a chance to do that. It's kind of weird flying solo, like Hal. I'm used to having guests on. It makes it much more easier for me, but this is a way to put out more content. And I've also done some YouTube podcasts as well, where I can go over things and show the screen recording as well. And so plenty to go through if I look at the censorship sort of deal going on now. I was thinking about this morning. You know, if we look at I don't really know for sure yet who or what it is in charge, in control of this planet. It seems to feed on fear. And so I'm looking into all possible aspects here about what this might be. Religious people like to call this the devil. Some people say these are interdimensional parasitic entities who are eating our energy and using us as slaves. But it seems that it feels like we're now living in an open-air prison, you know, and it's just getting, everything's becoming more and more restricted every day, and it's getting harder to do this kind of thing. And but if we look at alternative media and the whole thing that happened with Alex Jones. I don't really listen to that. I have in the past. And I don't really know who this guy is, or who he represents, or who he works for, if he's a stooge of Israel, or if he's been compromised. I don't know, and I don't really care. But really, he's the big enchilada. He's the big man for alternative media, whether you like him or not. You know, he's the big man in town when it comes to alternative media, for sure. I don't think there's anyone bigger in the world. I don't know, there's probably people out there who can correct me on that, but I think he's the big man when you're looking at alternative media. And if you look at what they just did, it's pretty amazing. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but I think it's a warning sign for all of us doing this. I think, because if they can show the world that they can take him out like that, off social media, then they can do whatever they want. It gives them the green light to go ahead and start chopping all of us. Maybe he was set up all along to take a fall, so this would, you know, bring in a, it'd be a great excuse to start chopping and censoring alternative media. And you know, we're really running out of places to hide in Australia, for sure. That's absolutely for sure. And I'm sort of wondering to myself, looking at laws coming in and everything in alternative media, where they're going to go, really. I'm being censored, and many people I speak to in alternative media in Australia, it really feels like a Chinese-style censorship, because in Australia, when you're doing this kind of alternative media and doing a website, and you're on social media, you don't have any clue as to what the rest of the world are really seeing. I have people telling me that when they click on the links that I put up on Twitter, that the links are broken. I have screenshots on my YouTube channel where they're messing around with the amounts of views that my videos get. One of the last videos I put up with John Rappaport about CDC corruption and how dirty this vaccination push is seems to be very much to do with anything medical related and exposing vaccines and drug companies in Australia because of the whole no jab thing. So they seem very sensitive about that. And I took screenshots where I put this podcast up with an image that I did. After a couple of days, it was heading over 200 towards 300, and then I took a screenshot, and then I came back a couple of days later, and it was like 23 views. So how did it go from going on to 270 to 300 views down to 23 views? And I've put videos up there recently, and it's just so low. And I think in the type of society we live in, people go off views and status and, you know, how many likes and hits you have and how many people follow you on social media. I don't give a shit about social media. I couldn't give a stuff. I'm not tied to social media at all or Facebook. I use it like it uses me. It uses you. So it's a machine, it's bots, it's whatever it is. I couldn't give a stuff about this thing. I just use it to get out information, and people so concerned about their privacy, I understand, but if you have a birth certificate and a driver's license, you're done. They know everything about you anyway. And I'm not posting anything on social media like Facebook about my private life or family life. I'm just putting up articles because I want those articles to get out to fence sitters. Particularly when we're looking at the vaccination issue, you know, but they want you to do what you're told. They want you to do what they tell you to do and not question anything. You can't question their fake science in relation to vaccines and drugs and anything to do with the big pharmaceutical industry. You just do it. And, you know, that's the way that it goes. And I know that Google are censoring anti-vaccination material. And I know that they're doing it on YouTube and all this. But as I said, it's sort of like that Chinese-style censorship in Australia where we just don't know what the world is seeing. You know, you could be, you know, you think, I mean, I put out stuff and I click on it and I look at it and it seems normal to me. But you know, you don't know if other people are seeing the same thing or they're able to access that. So they're doing it all over. I'm hearing it all over the place. what can you do? And the funny thing, I was thinking earlier today about the head of the snake, if we're looking at things like pedophilia. You know, pedophiles. Australia is a pedophile paradise. This country's full of pedophiles. They're right through our government, they're right through even the police force, they're right through the entertainment industry, the TV, everything. If you think Savile was bad, Jimmy Savile in the UK and BBC, this is where, this is the real, this is the real dirt here in this country. I think this country's full of pedophiles. And this has been displayed openly in things like safe schools and what they're doing to our children and everything like that. And trying to groom our children to distort them. They want to put our children's genitals on the LGBTQ chopping block. And they want to make them demented sexually. They want to confuse them about their sexuality, and they just want to take that away. And so, you know, this is what these people do. And I think this is just grooming. That's all it is. It's confusing little children, even in, you know, even before primary school. They want to confuse them sexually. And this is grooming. So they're easy to access sexually for these people. And they're actually, I believe they're absolutely saturated in our government in this country. You know, it's unbelievable, but there's so much to go through in regards to that. And I did a YouTube video on it, but I just can't get to the end of it. But recently, Australia brought in same-sex marriage laws. It was like a ridiculous waste of time, and it was like a vote in the mail, yes or no. And of course, Australians, I would say for most white European Australians like myself, really do believe in a fair go. So, you know, they sort of have that mindset that if you're coming from another country or whatever, or you're a same-sex couple and you have a job and a relationship together and you live together and you have a kid or you want to have a kid and you just want to have that right to get married, then you should be given a fair go. But they were duped. They were duped because Australians are easy to scam because we're too easygoing. And that's the problem with people here. I'm not saying that Australians aren't tough. They are. They just believe in a fair go. And so we're really being scammed and used, in this country. And it's really a sad thing to sort of see for me, you know. And I put up a lot of articles from Canada, for example, where they were trying to warn a lot of people there were trying to warn us about this same-sex marriage charade, because it's really all about eroding your fundamental rights. It's really about bringing in more of a draconian police state. It's more about stripping more of your civil liberties and things that you hold dear. So I have a good article here where I have about 50, maybe even more, that I've saved. But this article, a warning from Canada to same-sex marriage erodes fundamental rights. CNSnews.com, Americans need to understand that the end game of the LGBT rights movement involves centralized state power and the end of the First Amendment freedoms. So this is what we're seeing in Canada. So in Canada's lessons, and I think Australia's very aligned to Canada, we're very similar here. And I'm watching what's happening in Canada, you know, with all of this, it's unbelievable. So in Canada, freedoms of speech, press, religion and association have suffered greatly due to government pressure. So the debate over same-sex marriage that is taking place in the United States could not legally exist in Canada today. So that's where we're going in Australia. So once they implement this, you're not even allowed to talk about it anymore. So, you know, that's what I've said before. We're all going to be tied up and gagged in so much LGBT, Marxist red tape that no one's even going to be having a conversation anymore. In Australia, do you enjoy calling your friends mate well, that's going to be outlawed soon. You know, just like man and woman and her and him and boy and girl. They're wiping all that off the table and they're labeling it hate speech. Yeah. And they're creating this mob mentality and hysteria through the media as well. And so it's really crazy. And most people would be thinking, what the hell does this have to do with couples who want to get married? Who are, you know, who are legitimate gay couples who just want to get married and they love each other. It doesn't have anything to do with them. Because they were scammed too. And you would think that those people wouldn't want anything to do with this. But that was used as a front to get all this stuff in. To take away your rights. And so we're going to see some really ghastly laws being pushed through in Australia. I mean, in Queensland, they're going to take out your gender from your driver's license. So you can no longer associate yourself with being a man or a woman. On Qantas, Australian airline, they're brainwashing staff to not use words like boy or girl, mum, dad. Well, what the hell does this have to do with two people who are gay who are going to get married? It doesn't have anything to do with them. This is about eroding your rights. And so this is what Australia voted for. So when the same-sex marriage was legalized in Canada, it was back in 2005, parenting was immediately redefined. Canada's gay marriage law, Bill C-38, included a provision to erase the term natural parent. I hope people understand this, natural parent, and replace it across the board with gender-neutral legal parent. Gender-neutral legal parent in federal law. Now all children only have legal parents as defined by the state. By legally erasing biological parenthood in this way, the state ignores children's absolute right, foremost right, their yearning to be raised by their own biological parents. You know? Are we looking at medical sort of vaccination laws here as well? I mean, you know? It seems that, we're voting yes for our own demise. And who's gonna stop these people, these lunatics, pedophile rapists, child protection services as they call themselves, to come in and take your children because they're deemed to be a threat to the public because they're unvaccinated? I know we think it's wrong, but with Australia's biosecurity laws, they bring in all these laws to protect the children. But they're the ones who are raping the children and screwing with their minds. Because the world is run by raping pedophiles and perverts and deviants. They're demons. And, I'm just wondering, who's going to stop these people coming in and taking your kids whenever they want to because you're a bad parent? You know, for whatever reason it may be. Maybe you homeschool. Maybe you don't vaccinate. Maybe you don't vote. Maybe you're a vegetarian. Whatever it may be, they can deem you a bad parent for any number of reasons. And this is the way that they get in behind your back. But it's all smoke and mirrors. Because it was essentially originally about gay people being able to marry and have a fair go. You know? So that's a real worry about children here being separated from their mums and dads, and how the language is all being changed and all being made law as well. And that's worrying me in Australia because, they're now labelling, people who want to talk like I am, or people who want to discuss latest issues and challenge the system. you know, and go against the system or be a thorn in the system's side, or to challenge big government or big pharmaceutical corporations. Anything you say is now being labelled as hate speech, you know, and, you know, you think in Australia, you know, if they declare that your child is unvaccinated and could be a threat to the, you know, general community around you, now what's stopping them from coming in and taking your child? And they say they go to foster care or they put them here or there, but this system's all full of perverts and child rapers. That's what it is. So it's a really worrying thing indeed. The whole same-sex marriage thing is going to be a nightmare for Australia. But Australians voted for it, they wanted it, and they've got it in bucket loads. They've got it in bucket loads. Absolutely, for sure. You know, I just, what can you do? When all these people start complaining in the years to come, I didn't vote for this. You know, what's this got to do with people who are gay who want to get married? You know? I didn't vote for this, I don't know what to do. Yes, you did. You all did. Yeah, because you were duped. And you were scammed. I put an article up on crazfiles.com about it. And about how Australia was duped. You know, about this same-sex marriage laws. It's really, really, really a big issue. If I go to it now, Australians, you have been duped. You can read more at You're Teaching Our Children What. Great website. And I put up a lot of their articles. So Australians, you have been duped. You have allowed the government to remove gender from the cornerstones of our society. What we were really voting for was transgender marriage and therefore transgender sexuality education. The push to force gender theory into schools has been forceful and relentless since the redefinition of marriage. During last year's plebiscite to redefine marriage or some kind of vote they had, thousands of LGBT people joined the chorus to make their relationships government official. Little did they know they were all being used as pawns by elites. Elites. Well, who are these elites? We'll get into that in a minute, but who knew something they didn't? It was never about marriage. It was never about marriage. The slogan marriage equality should not be used in a place of the same-sex marriage proposition. It's really unbelievable. And so, you know, if people think that safe schools is gone in Australia, it hasn't. It hasn't gone. And so, there's more to come. Anyone can go onto crazfile.com and read all these articles. Also, type in search for safe schools. If you're outside the country, to have a look at what they're doing, the LGBT agenda in our schools to our school children and what they're teaching them. I've seen quite a bit of it, actually, even in my local area. And it's all about middle-aged gay men screwing each other in the backsides. And it's unbelievable. And just in regards to a little side note there to what happened with the Alex Jones thing, and people being cut off Facebook and Twitter and things like this, because you violate their precious community standards. Every single day I erase pornography from my Facebook page. They come up as friend requests, and every day they're up there, and I have a look at them, and it's all this hardcore pornography in my Facebook page. So Facebook are allowing this, for example. Hardcore pornography. I can see the pictures right there. And kids are clicking on it and they're watching all this pornography on Facebook. And there was a English documentary made that was on Australian TV. You can watch it on YouTube. It's called Porn on the Brain. And this guy made a documentary on what young kids, what sort of content they're watching now. And he went into these primary or high schools and he talked to all these children. They're all watching pornography. They're watching bestiality, animal sex. And he found out that the main thing they're watching is anal sex. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? you know, it's unbelievable. And they're all watching this on Facebook. And they're like 10 years old and 14 years old. And that's just not a big deal anymore. But Facebook are banning and blocking all this alternative media for talking about, you know, pharmaceutical industry and vaccines and this LGBT agenda and things and having a discussion about stuff, because that's hate speech. You're not allowed to do that. That's hateful. You're a racist, and we're going to block you, and we're going to ban you from social media. You're not allowed to have a conversation, but we're allowed to push pornography. It's unbelievable. So the elite transgender activists don't want equality, they want complete domination. And the lesbians are coming after your children's genitals, mate, and they're going to chop them off. And it's unbelievable, really. And there's a war on men as well. There's a war on men, and you know, as they get dumbed down and feminized and have these kind of mental castrations, maybe, I don't know what to call it. They just don't, they're not men anymore. It's happening to our young boys, not just through the plastics and all this kind of stuff, you know, but through all this stuff as well. And what they're looking, the content they're looking at, people just live on their phones. I was just out over the last weekend and I was monitoring this and watching, and I thought this one guy, I was just around looking at a area around where there's some big cliffs. I thought this guy was going to walk off a cliff with this iPhone. He was walking straight towards the cliff on the iPhone. I'm having young kids, like 14-year-old kids, bump into me on the street, and people nearly walking in front of cars. They're just, they're hunched over, and they're just staring into this digital abyss, on these these spooky, you know, machines. It's just unbelievable. The ghost in the machine. You know, these people lose themselves in this technology now. It's unbelievable, all the smartphones. It's really frightening to see all the technology and how it's consumed us and grabbed us and kind of stripped us of our dignity and morals, our souls almost, like our souls have been taken, and whatever you want to call it, the devil, Satan, extraterrestrials, whatever this beast system is on this planet, it's in the technology, or it's using technology to break us down, to take our empathy away, and that's how it's going to separate us from our consciousness, you know. I think it's from our souls. It's gonna, we're being merged with technology, and people say that's not true. I can watch it every day. I can see them. You can see people walking on the street, and they're walking where there's cars you know, that can kill them or run them over, and they're buried in these phones, but they're still moving along the sidewalk, the pavement, and they're just, they're there, but they're not there. I don't know how to explain it. They're just, they're part of these devices now. It's really unbelievable to see school children. All this is, all the time I see them walking home from school, and the thing is, well, they need a phone just in case something happens, and they can call their parents, you know. So that's how they get you. Well, go to Kmart or a supermarket and buy them a $35 phone that you just charge, and make sure that it can't be connected to the internet, you know. But I think these smartphones, the Apple iPhones, are what they want. It really is taking a bite out of the poison apple. And these things are evil, men. And you know, I have a little one, and you know, she has not seen television. And you know, if she ever goes near a device, I yell fire, fire. You know, so yeah, I think it's just absolutely unbelievable what I'm seeing now. How many people are just have become these phones. I was on the beach on the weekend and I saw this like middle-aged man stripped down to his undies. He was sunning himself on his towel and he was taking selfies. It looked like he was taking hundreds of selfies and he just couldn't get the right one. Because the ego is never satisfied. And you know, that's what consumes them. He just kept taking these photos of himself. It was very, very creepy, so I got out of there. But I'm seeing them everywhere. I'm surprised I'm not seeing people walk in front of buses or trains, you know. It's really, really incredible. Anyway, just on another quick side note, if I shift here, there's always so much to talk about. I wanted to mention this, because who does control people like Alex Jones? Who controls our government here in Australia? Our foreign policy? Who controls the foreign policy in America? Who's behind this, you know, mass immigration, mad immigration push into European countries? And what we're seeing in Australia as well. Well, Jews. It's a Zionist Jewish plot. Jews are behind mass immigration. That's just a fact. And I wanted to mention this article again because it's very important. And I pulled this up from daviddug.com, but you can find these anywhere. Israel lobby controls Australian foreign policy. Former foreign minister Bob Carr. I don't like Bob Carr. Never did. He looks like a creep. But he retired, and he wrote an autobiography or diary of a foreign minister. And it revealed the extraordinary influence of the Israel lobby in this country. And he was saying that Australia's foreign policy has been absolutely, completely taken over to Jewish party donors. So, which prevents also any criticism of Israel. And so I just heard this recently about America as well. And I think I like how Donald Trump went against the media. I like that. I would love to see that here. I hate the general media and the mainstream media. They're just toilet rats. They're scum. The Australian media are just absolute scum. They're the worst, the worst, the worst of the worst. They're such butt-licking, backstabbing trash that it just defies belief. And I like how he spoke to the media. I like that. But someone like that, really, you know, as people, as millions, millions and millions of people around the world wake up, because there's definitely an energy change, a spiritual change happening. People are waking up and they're becoming more aware, and we're being downloaded with more information. And, you know, people are questioning everything now. So, you know, that's the double-edged sword of technology, you know. So people are using technology for a good thing, but they're getting access to a massive amounts of information. And there is a huge wake-up going, but at the same time, there's this sort of, people are de-evolving almost as well. They're just so dumbed down and so ignorant. And I just let them sail on out into the sea of ignorance, I say. There's nothing you can do, but for people who are waking up, you know, and seeing this stuff, it's pretty unbelievable. Someone like Trump is probably, just for me, I would see as a puppet. He's just giving the people what they always wanted. And I think that's the same with people like Alex Jones. I don't want to criticize him because the guy's huge. I just mean that, you know, these people do give you huge amounts of incredible information. You know, Snowden and WikiLeaks and all these characters. I guess the general public who are busy and can't fight back against the system need this Robin Hood type character to do the fighting for them. And so, they follow them on their Facebook pages or they follow them on their websites and they say, this guy's out there fighting for us. It's the same as these news radio shock jocks in the morning. They act like they're fighting for you to protect your rights, but they don't give a stuff about you. They got their snouts in buckets of money. It's unbelievable, but, I think that if you look at someone like Alex Jones, well, he'll give you some incredible information about 9/11, but he'll blame it on the Saudi Arabians, when we all know that Israel are up to their eyeballs with 9/11. I've done a podcast on that with Don Fox. Those podcasts are all up on CrazFiles.com. Have a look at that. I mean, it's astonishing. How involved Israel are in 9/11 and spying on us all and America, and it's really crazy. And I wanted to talk about new laws coming into Australia, and I'll mention Malcolm Turnbull's laws because people. This is really unbelievable stuff, what's happening here in Australia. This is from Sydney criminal lawyers. Malcolm Turnbull's new secrecy laws, prison for whistleblowers and journalists. So soon after the Marriage Equality Bill passed, see? I'm trying to connect the dots here, folks. Okay. Soon after the Marriage Equality Bill passed through the lower house on December 7th, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull introduced a piece of legislation aimed at countering espionage, treason and foreign interference. But in reality, the laws have frightening implications for those who divulge official secrets. So the National Security Legislation Amendment, Espionage and Foreign Interference Bill 2017 creates a series of draconian laws that aim not only to penalise Commonwealth officers that leak classified information, but also criminalises all the steps that go into reporting such information to the public. Commonwealth officers are classed as current or former public servants. Members of the Defence Force or the Australian Federal Police, an employee working for a company providing services to the federal government or contractor. However, the proposed offences apply to everyone and they would impose maximum penalties of up to 15 years imprisonment for communicating government information or 5 years behind bars for merely dealing with it. And an aggravated offence can result in up to 20 years prison time. If passed, the bill would insert the new secrecy offences into the criminal code under the newly created Part 5.6 and Division 121. These provisions replace the wartime offences that currently relate to official secrets contained in the Crimes Act 1914. So they're saying here WikiLeaks will become a criminal organisation under law. But, who are they? But anyway, it's really crazy. So I've put that up on CrazFiles.com as well. You're looking at the spaces for all of us getting smaller and smaller and smaller to operate in. That's a really frightening thing to happen in this country. Absolutely unbelievable what I'm seeing going on. And also in Australia we have a problem in Melbourne with Sudanese blacks being brought into this country in country intentionally. Okay, it's done with intent, so don't kid yourselves. They are running wild. They are savages running wild on the streets of Melbourne. And there's parts of mainly the police and the Victorian government, Premier Daniel Andrews, trying to cover it up. This is the man that caused all the problems. They're all trying to blame each other while they bring more of them in. And so they're bringing in these black youths from Sudan, giving them benefits that the taxpayer has to pay for, housing, and they're running wild on the streets of Melbourne. It's just a fantastic situation that we got there. And there's elements trying to cover it all up like it's not happening. So you're just imagining this, and these blacks are just actors. It's not really happening. It's unbelievable. And I put a new article up because the articles are coming out almost every day, and there's many of them. There's people being pulled out of their cars, threatened with shotguns in the middle of the day. They're robbing jewelry stores, shops. They're robbing homes. They're terrorizing people. They've got baseball bats, machetes, knives. It's just incredible. And I think that the police are covering it up, and the government are trying to covering up. And I don't think publicly they want areas of Melbourne, Australia, to be labelled as French-style no-go zones. That would be a severe embarrassment when you're looking at Melbourne, you know, Federation Square, the big sporting events they have there. If you're going to have the world know about these no-go zones, which is what they are now, it's going to be a huge embarrassment. But they're trying to cover up a cancer, and it's just spreading out of control. So this article was Melbourne cops. Melbourne police chose not to arrest rampaging Sudanese youths who threatened to raid homes and abused locals as white trash. So the police aren't touching them because they don't want to be racist. And we saw recently with this Lauren Southern girl, she went to a Muslim area in Sydney, Lakemba, I think, and the police came straight up to her, and they wouldn't let her walk to see a mosque. You're not allowed to, see? So the community in Melbourne are being terrorized by Sudanese gangs. And so this particular article was about 100 youths gathered for a fight in northeast of Melbourne on Wednesday evening. So the riot squad were called in, and people were abused and threatened. These blacks threatened to ransack people's homes, and locals were called white trash. The police were pelted with rocks, but stood down and didn't do anything. And they didn't arrest any of the youths. So what's going to happen to me, a white European guy in Australia, if I go and throw rocks at the police? I'm going to have a boot on my head faster than you can say police brutality. I've actually seen shows on this with these Lebanese years ago, where they're drag racing their cars through Sydney, and the police would turn up, and they throw rocks at the police car. They'd say, "Take off your badge, I'll fight you here," and the police just don't do anything. This has gone on in Australia for a long time. So these blacks need to be rounded up as quickly as possible. Every single one of them. And the thing is, these black youths, I don't give a stuff about them. I don't care where they come from. I don't care if they come from a war-torn country. It's not our problem to deal with, and they shouldn't be here. This is not the country for them. And also, I think, I would assume, that their relatives who are living here, say if we look at Melbourne, for example, they're sponsoring them into Australia. They need to go as well. So the government and people like Daniel Andrews need to cough up the money for this. Why should the taxpayer pay for it? The government caused the problem. They let them in. They're running wild in Melbourne. This is a disaster. All right? Anyone can type in to your search engine, black Sudanese gangs running wild in Melbourne, and you can see it. But, there's these leftards trying to tell us that we're just racist. You know, and it's not happening. You know, and they're wasting so much of our taxpayer money. They're wasting so much money trying to rehabilitate these Sudanese black youths who are just going crazy. And I've seen the big wigs in the Salvation Army come out and say we can't rehabilitate them. They can't be rehabilitated, and they're being given housing, and they're smashing these houses to pieces. They're cashing in, they're taking the money, and they've come in here and they're stabbing the Australian people in the back. And I know, as I said before, Australians do believe in a fair go, but these people need to go. They need to get out of this country. And if the army needs to be brought in, I say bring them in. And I say set up makeshift camps quickly. They know where these zones are, where they are. They know where these gangs are. They know who they are. They're getting away with murder. And round them up as quickly as possible and fuel the planes and piss them off out of this country fast. There isn't any other way. And I think this is going to absolutely blow up. We can see on this article, so many people on social media, police can't touch them because they are too scared to arrest them because it would be racist. Besides, even if they did arrest them, the judges would send them home with an Xbox. See, these blacks are coming into Australia, and if they ever do get sent home, they're going to go back to their buddies and go, you got to get to this country. These people are so stupid. You know, they give you a house, the government gives you money, and you can just rob and loot them, you know. You can take their cars and burn them, you can throw rocks at the police, you can raid people's homes and threaten to kill people, you can do whatever you want. As long as you're not 18, they can't touch you. It's great there. You got to get over to that country. How stupid are those Australians? So we have a comment here. This is all from the article I put up on Kraz Files. Police very comfortable beating an epilepsy sufferer senseless when they have him outnumbered, but when it comes to African gangs, they run for the hills. And so you can read all the articles. People are just absolutely fuming about this, and you can see all the pictures. These blacks are running wild on our streets in Melbourne, and it's really, really incredible sight to see. And I'll pull up another article here before I go. People can go to Kraz Files Originals on my website as well. And I was actually overseas for a couple of weeks, and I was just looking in to see what was happening with the news, and I saw this. Now, Meshel Lorry is this disgusting toilet rat, one of these left-hardy people. She's on this program called The Project on Channel 10 in Australia. 50-year-old woman who tries to act like a 15-year-old punk with the pink hair, you know. And she's on this show. She's a known bully, you know, who bullies. They lure people onto that show and they bully them. So if you're against big pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines, if you're against this LGBTQ movement, wanting to chop off our children's genitals and distort their minds forever and confuse them about who they are sexually, if you're against opening the floodgates to mass migration in Australia unchecked and just have them all come in and just trash our country and trash our way of life and our culture and our society in general, you know, if you're against any of these things, then these people want you gone. And so this was in regards to a Channel 7 current affairs show called Sunday Night, and they came under fire because they talked about this and in Melbourne, the African gang situation. And so this Meshel Lorry woman is a comedian, and they've come out and called the show racist. And there is no African gang problem in Melbourne. If you have a look at the article on my side, you can see a group of African men robbing a jewellery store in Melbourne and smashing it to pieces, and they're black. I mean, you can watch it anywhere. So it's really unbelievable, and I did my own article here because it was so important. So Meshel Lorry is just another one of these people. This country's full of them. These racist thugs. And if we look at, well, who's paying them? They're all through the universities and they're everywhere. And if anyone gets up and wants to, you know, protest in regards to protecting Australia's borders and protecting our way of life here in this country, you know, these people, they come out and they bash people and terrorize everybody. And the police are not interested in them, you know. That's why they keep getting away with it. But this Meshel Lorry thinks that African gangs running riot and terrorising, robbing and wreaking havoc on the streets of Melbourne is not a problem, What's the big problem here, according to these psychotic TV personalities? White people. See, white people are the problem. So Michelle Laurie clearly has rocks for brains and seems to love bullying and intimidating guests on her show. And I talk about that as well, about how she attacked Margaret Court. She's an older tennis player, a famous tennis player in Australia, who came out talking about her Christian heritage and how she believes in same-sex marriage, and that she has her views on that. That's what all that was all, and was brutally attacked by this woman on that show. So they baited her to come on, and then treated her like absolute trash just because she believes in marriage between a man and a woman. That's what these shows do. And, it's unbelievable. Very ugly shows. So there's clearly a problem in Melbourne regarding migrant African gangs. But these people, like Michelle Laurie, want you to think otherwise. So I say here that she's just another half-baked lowlife that pushes a mass immigration agenda into this country. But when things go bad, like it is now with these blacks, and they go berserk in Australia, we'll blame white people. And I've got a bunch of links there as well. Gang of African thugs are on the run after threatening a man with a gun. During a daylight carjacking, violent home invasions, surge in Victoria. Victorian Police Commander Russell Barrett said the crimes were abhorrent and horrendous. So the newspapers are reporting on the men all being of African appearance. And so if you look at Australians in general being so lax and so open-minded and having this attitude that everything will be all right, you know, you're looking at elderly people. I'm telling you, people in Australia have not seen this type of violence before, and it's going to get a lot worse. I mean, you're talking about groups of blacks breaking down people's doors and threatening to chop them up with machetes and rape them. Okay, this is what's going on in Melbourne. But these lefties want you to think that there's no problem here. And it's everywhere. It's spilling out of the media. It can't be contained anymore. Here's another one just from the other day. So seven African thugs allegedly threatened a man with a gun before taking off in his vehicle. This is in the middle of the day now. That's how bad it's got. At 2:40 p.m. on a Friday. they took his car, that's what they're doing, and some of them ran off on foot, and I'm looking at down here, it is here, there's another one, a similar incident last week where two men allegedly smashed a woman's face in with the butt of a gun and stole her car. A 57-year-old woman was driving in Narrawarren South when her car was hit by a four-wheel drive before the men got out and allegedly assaulted her with a rifle butt. But see, it's if you're a white European Australian, well, it's your problem. You did it. You caused all this. You're at fault. See, you're the one to blame. So, you know, this is unbelievable. And, so, you know, white Australians in this country, need to wake up very fast, because this is now getting out of control. And I'm telling you, these, traitorous, cancerous, despicable, disgusting liars in the media, on these shows, like this woman I've been mentioning, if you're a white person in this country, and particularly if you have a family, these people want you gone, and they want this country filled with these African thugs. That's what they want, and gays. That's just a fact. It's really staggering, and people are tuning into this mind slop every single night, and they're laughing at their own demise. It's really unbelievable. Oh my God. I'm just going to finish off this, going back to the pedophile agenda and universities. Universities push, I'm a little bit sporadic here, but just so much to go through. But universities push pedophile agenda. Mijam Hain from University of Wurzburg wants you to believe that pedophilia is a natural sexual orientation, just like heterosexuality. This is what we have. During her TEDx talk, Mijam said, generally speaking, anyone could be born a pedophile, and according to current research, pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation, just like, for example, heterosexuality. Universities have become the breeding ground for this progressive push to normalize pedophilia and present pedophiles as victims of heteronormative bigotry. La Trobe University's Gary Dowsett asks, why do we need an age of consent at all? Now, Gary Dowsett is one of the co-founders of Safe Schools. So this is the material that's going into the curriculum in our primary and high schools in Australia. Let me click on that. Gary Dowsett. Gary Dowsett asks, why do we need an age of consent at all? There used to be a spicy element in gay and lesbian liberation demands that we can and should fuck anything that moves, as long as it said yes freely. Do we still aim for that? That we can and should fuck anything that moves, so long as it says yes freely. Can you believe this? So long as it. That's what they're referring to children. It. If your child moves, it can be fucked by these people. Do we still aim for that? Do we still see the queering of all sexuality as possible, desirable, inevitable? The same kind of problem occurs with those other kind of thorny sexuality issues of the day. The age of consent, pornography, and other sexual health issues. Why do we need an age of consent at all? Are there diverse kinds of intergenerational sex, and are they always harmful? Might there be benefits in pornography? How do we deal with alcohol and drug use? What is the impact on body culture of gay men's sexual relations and practices? Is there an ethics in gay sex that might help us understand risk-taking and continuing HIV incidents? Instead of these issues, one often gets the sense while reading gay newspapers and magazines today that our only function is form. We prefer chick to critique, having achieved a lifestyle rather than a liberation. Sure, it might be far less painful than politics, than police raids, imprisonment and harassment, but it might simply that we have been sedated. Karl Marx said that religion was the opiate of the people. Maybe equality is our SSRI. Dowsett, Gary. Gary Dowsett, 2013, April. Rethinking HIV in the future of gay men, presented at Beyond Behaviors, Uncovering the Social Production of HIV Epidemics Among Gay Men, Vancouver, Canada. Actually, I might post this so folks can read it, going through this. But it's all about these demons wanting to basically lower the age of consent for our children. So, you know, what's wrong with having sex with a five-year-old boy? You know, I mean, a 13-year-old schoolgirl can consent to having sex with a 55-year-old man. What's wrong with that? Why do we even need to label pedophiles anymore? They're just normal people, just like everybody else. You know, just because they want to have sex with babies, that doesn't matter. So that's what your gay marriage laws are all about, Australia. So enjoy them, because you voted for it, you wanted it, and you're going to get it. It's all about pedophiles getting their hands on your kids and your kids being groomed in the so-called education prison systems, because that's what they are. Your kids are being groomed in school and you love it. You can't get enough of it. and the pedophiles are just waiting there, you know, with their fangs out to get their hands on people's children, because people are absolutely ignorant, you know, in regards to this. It really, really is sad what I'm seeing in this country. Absolutely sad. I can't believe it. Anyway, people can find a lot of information on your teaching our children what? Kids helplines, preaching gender theory to vulnerable children, universities pushing pedophile agenda, you know, Australians, you have been duped, teacher forced to resign over school transgender policy, Australia's federal government promoting and endorsing school gender theory programs, school libraries have become indoctrination hubs. It's unbelievable when you start looking into it. Girls who play Lego are not boys. Transgender ideology is erasing women. Gender speech. That's what I'm seeing a lot in Australia now, gender speech. They're bringing it in everywhere. They've got people going to businesses telling you how you need to speak now. Gender identity uproar in Catholic schoolgirls. Oh my God. Gender theory taking over New South Wales schools, and there's no opting out of that as a parent. And, you know, okay, I'm going to homeschool. Well, they're going to make that illegal soon. And I'm telling you, they are. Because what's going to happen, if you want to homeschool, you're going to have these government people coming to your house and snooping on you and looking at what you're teaching your children. If they don't agree with it, they're going to be taken from you. You think I'm kidding? It's already happening. You're not going to be able to freely keep your kids at home and homeschool them, because they're going to want to put their noses in there, and they're going to want to know what you're teaching your children, what material you're giving them. And if they don't agree with it, you're a goner, and so are your kids. The New South Wales Teachers Federation is providing equity-themed seminars for teachers. The federation has stated that they will be utilizing the controversial Gay Bye Baby School Action Toolkit. Oh my God, Gay Bye Babies. To promote equity and will provide the opportunity for participants to transfer knowledge gained in these so-called educational settings. So the main slogan promoted with this is, who wants to be normal? Normal is boring. Normal is boring. That's what they're teaching kids. I read this years ago, that they are teaching kids in Australian schools that a man and a woman is boring, and that marriage is boring. My God. And the parents aren't being informed about this. Clearly seen passive consent form, blah, 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 that teachers inform parents rather than seek permission to teach this extreme program to their children. The Gay Bye Baby School Action Toolkit encourages teachers to implement a whole school approach to teaching gender ideology. Teachers are urged to teach gender theory in all learning areas, and so this makes it impossible for parents to have an opt-out option for their children. Oh my goodness. When addressing parents, teachers are instructed to adopt gender-neutral language. God help us. He can't even help us now. In parent communications and when discussing student families, oh my God, you got these brain-damaged, brainwashed, completely compromised teachers talking to you like you're a child in this new gender language. stop the world I want to get off. I mean, I would just take a baseball bat in there. What else could you do? These people are just gone. And, you know, they want to be a teacher and keep their job. They've got to go and be re-educated by the LGBTQ queers. I'm skipping over a lot here. It's just amazing. How can I put all this stuff up? There's too much of it. On page 38, teachers are told that if a child asks, don't you need a mum and a dad to make a baby? The teacher's response should be, you need an egg and a sperm to make a baby. Our children need to know how same-sex couples conceive. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I could go over this stuff for months. It never ends. It really doesn't. And I said I'm going to be all over the place here. I apologize for that. Because I'm kind of like a broken machine sometimes, because I'm getting so much information. I'm putting so much information up on the website, and I'm putting a lot of it in files, and I'm not getting to it. It's just too much. I can't keep up with it. I'm by myself. I'm doing this all alone, you know. As I said at the start, I'm talking while I'm still able to. I still have the right to discuss things. Because you're not going to have that soon, not in this country. But if I go back to the blacks coming into this country and going crazy on our streets, these Sudanese gangs, and I'm looking at the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, this swine, this guy's unbelievable. I know there's Victorian elections this year. We have to see the back of this guy. You know, send him back to his coffin in Transylvania. They probably wouldn't even take him. But instead of being a man and fixing this problem that he's a huge part of causing, with these gangs now running wild, and soon, how are they going to stop him? He has brought in new Victorian anti-gang laws. So dangerous and excessive. These are anti-association bikie type laws that he has now brought in. So the new laws have been called a sweeping extension of police power. So legal advocacy groups have slammed the Victorian government's new anti-gang laws and warned of unintended consequences. The state Labor government introduced legislation to Parliament on Tuesday granting police powers to issue unlawful association notices to individuals as young as 14. They're strengthening the laws of the police powers, but the police aren't doing anything there. So what do they need more powers for? I mean, they're standing down. They're not arresting these people, these blacks. They're standing down and letting them run wild on the streets of Melbourne. So what do they need more draconian powers for? So if anyone followed the anti-association bikie type laws in Australia, these are the same kind of laws. If these laws pass, the rights and freedoms of all Victorians will be affected. Nobody wants to live in a police state. In Queensland, the Newman government was defeated after attempting to introduce similar laws in 2015. So media coverage around so-called African gangs has sparked a war of words between Premier Daniel Andrews and other government dickheads, whatever. They're all just tossers. So they're trying to play it down, but, you know, just before I go, here you go. Draconian police state laws to turn Australia into even more of a police state, to take away more of our civil liberties and our rights, instead of just fixing this problem that they created. But they created it for a purpose, didn't they? So they could bring in these laws. Problem, reaction, solution. That's what they call it. So they've let them in, they know what they're going to do, and now they bring in these new laws, which just turn Australia into more of a draconian police state. So it's unbelievable. I will put that story up for people to read tonight. Thanks for listening, and I'll try and do some more of these. It's been fun. Thanks to all listeners out there. Sorry I haven't been able to do more podcasts, but I thought, hey, I'll do these, and at least allows me to put out a bit more content for the followers. And so take care. Thanks for listening, and chat again soon.